I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Gives me great pleasure to welcome to the Cincinnati Edition studio the manager of hype programs for the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. Julie Bernzott is here today to talk about hype and to also talk about their Sea Change class for 2013, a young professionals leadership development program managed by the Cincinnati Chamber. It's been doing great work for many years, and Julie's here to reveal it all. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's begin back at with HYPE, the Harnessing Young Professional Energy, a Chamber-led initiative. Explain exactly what HYPE is and how it came into being.
Absolutely. Well, it was probably, I'd say, 2008, and we were hearing from a lot of our member companies who were asking us to help them attract and retain young professionals by helping them sell this region, and they were looking for some things to help them do that, and they said, surely the Chamber has something like that, and we said, yes, we do. So we had some things, but we didn't really have the full platform that is HYPE now, and so that's sort of how that came into being. So we have three objectives for HYPE, and that is the first one is to just promote good things about Cincinnati. So we call it, you know, positive buzz about Cincinnati, and we do that through a number of different of our HYPE media outlets, Facebook, etc. And the second is to provide recruitment materials for HR and recruitment professionals. So we actually are in our second round of those right now. We are updating and redoing those, so those will be ready this spring. And then we have some programming for HR and recruitment professionals as well, the Talent Symposium, Diversity Symposium kind of events. And then the third one was to retain young professionals. And that's where Sea Change came in. And we have a couple of other programs, our Bold Fusion, our Cincy Chat Luncheon Series. So there's sort of, you know, three pieces that kind of make up the whole platform of HYPE. And that's where we are now.
So why is it so important to expend so much energy in the direction of young professionals? What do young professionals do for our community?
Well, I think they bring a sense of vibrancy to the community as a whole. And I also think that they're coming into a community with new ideas, with fresh perspective, ways that, you know, we can improve not just the urban core, but our whole region. And so, you know, there's been links to in terms of how population growth, you know what I mean, increases overall with an influx of young professionals, a population growth of all ages, and just, like I said, the things that they bring to our region, all that good new energy and fresh ideas. So absolutely, yeah.
Well, but you talk about the influx, but it's also, wouldn't it be retaining young professionals? Because there's always that that old adage that, you know, I grew up in Cincinnati, but I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Right. And now we're actually seeing what we're starting to refer to as boomerangs.
Oh.
So people that have left for maybe their early to mid-20s and are coming back in their early 30s, which we love to see, which is, you know, I think a great Cincinnati story to tell because they just haven't found certain things. Things like cost of living or, you know, sort of access, easy access to a lot of different things in other cities. And they're recognizing that and then coming back, which is, like I said, a great, you know, a great story to tell. But if we can keep them from ever leaving, that's also a goal as well.
So. Well, I have to say Cincinnati has many hidden gems that people don't realize. I mean, just such a great city with all the benefits of a big city and not too many of the detriments of a big city, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
not really 6 degrees of separation here, just 2 degrees of separation. So you really do have easy access to a lot of things, especially if you want to get involved in the community.
Well, let's define young professionals just, you know, because you said coming back in their 30s, you know, how is a young professional defined?
I think for the purposes of a chamber definition, we think about it as post-college to early 40s. I think if you talk to, you know, other organizations, they may say like 25 to 40. Some people say 25 to 34. But it's usually, I mean, the target is usually in that, you know, mid-20s to early 40s range. And when we're talking about young professionals, you know, there's the population, but then we're also looking for people that really love Cincinnati or want to learn to love Cincinnati more and want to get engaged in the community. So that's how we're looking at particularly, you know, folks that are involved in HYPE and Sea Change.
Well, let's talk about Sea Change, the 2013 Sea Change class, I guess you could say, was just recently announced. 56 participants, I believe.
56 participants, yes.
A wide range as I was going down, you know, folks who work in larger companies like P&G, but there's also, you know, construction, government jobs, just so much that's involved. Mm-hmm. How do you gather together these individuals for Sea Change? And well, let me step back one step. Talk about the Sea Change program and what exactly it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you said in your introduction, it's a year-long leadership development program for young talent. And again, we're defining that as the post-college to early 40s demographic. And we spend part of the year talking about different professional development topics, things like we do a leadership style assessment, we talk about personal branding, those kinds of things. And then for the second half of the year, we focus on community engagement topics. So we talk about regional economic development. We have a day on Cincinnati history, which is really fun, and how to get involved in the community. So a community engagement day. So we sort of we're targeting two sort of goals with the content of the program. In terms of assembling the class, that is definitely an art and not a science, for sure. But it is an application program, so it's a competitive program. People apply, and then we do have a selection committee that reads all of the applications and, you know, looks for that great mix that you just kind of described. And so we're looking for, you know, a mixture of size of companies, geographic, ethnicity, religion, you know, sort of all of those things that I think are a part of our community. But we want to make sure that that class has this that experience with, you know, a really diverse group of people. So, yeah, we work at that. But the result is fantastic.
So you have these 56 folks, and this is as much a lot of what you were just saying applies to each individual and learning leadership skills and the like. But this is also educating about Cincinnati as a community.
Correct. Correct. And one of the elements, in addition to the curriculum, is that the class works on a community project in small groups. And so we've had a number of different things over the past, you know, 7 years of classes. But more recently, the class in 2011, falling over into 2012, also all of them worked on projects specific to the World Choir Games, since the World Choir Games were here in July. So the resurrection of the Big Pig Gig, the pigs that you saw all over, that was a Sea Change Class 6 project that they worked with Artworks on, so which was really exciting. We've had people, this past year we had a group publish a children's book called Cincinnati, Our City, Our Story. And they did that because they were challenged with, you know, telling Cincinnati's story. And they thought about it through, wouldn't we want, you know, children to be thinking positive things about Cincinnati? So they worked with the author, Louise Borden, who wrote the book. And then they actually had children from Cincinnati illustrate the book.
Really?
So, yeah, we've had some really just fantastic community projects come out of that as well. So, and you can still find the book if you would like to look. It's at Joseph Beth. It's at Blue Manatee. And Blue Manatee was a great partner for them, too. So yeah, it's kind of run the gamut in terms of, you know, engaging in the community. But that is one of the pieces of the program, is that community project. And the participants just really embrace it. They love doing it. So,
well, the 2013 Sea Change class has been established, so it's 56. And just beginning.
Yes, just beginning.
So does that mean the application process for the next Sea Change class has already begun? or if someone's interested in trying to be involved,
if someone's interested, they could go to the Sea Change page on our website, which is hypecincinnati.com. And you can always take a look at, we always have the application posted up there, but we'll sort of officially begin taking applications in the late summer of this year. And then we'll, you know, choose the class through the fall, and then we'll start in January of 2014. So,
and is there a way that they can harness what Hype is doing?
Absolutely. We have a monthly email newsletter for Hype that you can also, on the HypeCincinnati.com website, you can sign up for. And that will detail any of the things that we have coming up with Hype. So Sea Change applications, but also Cincy Chat Luncheon, sort of other interesting things that are going on with the community that we just, you know, want to promote. And they can attend any of those other events, you know, in lieu of, you know, before Sea Change applications are ready again. So yeah, absolutely.
A lot of great things happening. Appreciate you sharing them with us.
Thank you.
That was Julie Bernzott, the manager of the Hype Programs at the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. You can find a link to the chamber website and all the information about Sea Change and Hype at our website, wvxu.org.